Business First is out with its fifth annual Core Strength Issue, which tabulates the region's development projects. Once again this year, Jim Fink worked to compile that list, which covers the eight counties of Western New York. On today's Press Pass, Jim Fink starts our discussion of the Core Strength Issue with a staggering number, $20.6 billion.
It's the value of all the construction projects that are in the pipeline for the eight Western New York counties this year. And it's up about 7% from last year, which was $19.2 billion. So it's obviously the economic resurgence that I write about, we talk about. It's still there. It's still very prevalent. This is proof positive of it.
What does $20.6 billion, though, of development, what does that really mean for the average Western New Yorker?
Well, it means a lot of things. First of all, it means a lot of people are in the construction trades or work. It means the developers and the private sector has a lot of confidence in the region's economy that they're willing to make this investment.
$20.6 billion, again, using that number. Where is that targeted, though? Where are we seeing the majority of that?
Let's take a look at Buffalo alone. There's about $7.7 billion worth of projects within the city of Buffalo as a whole. If you look at downtown, the Buffalo Niagara Medical Campus, Canal Side, Cobblestone as a whole, that's about $4 billion worth of projects.
So moving on from what's happening here in Buffalo, go across the river a little bit to Niagara Falls, Ontario, where there never really seems to be an end of development. But what's standing out to you these days?
It's pretty interesting. There's a group called Canadian Niagara Hotels. They're one of the largest hotel destination operators in Niagara Falls, and they actually have holdings here in Niagara Falls, New York as well. They're working with the city. Three hotels that will be side by side, right by the Skyline Tower. So if you can, that gives you some geographic sense.
Sure.
The tallest of these will be 56 stories, and there will be two 35-story hotels next to it.
56 stories.
$600 million in private sector investment in the Niagara Falls, Ontario hospitality industry. By anyone's count, whether it's Niagara Falls, whether it's Atlantic City, whether it's Las Vegas, that is a sizable investment.
Of course, everything in Niagara Falls, Ontario, fueled by tourism at the same time.
Yeah, they have 14 million tourists a year, and they're trying to get it up even more.
Are there specific areas from which they are drawing this?
Well, obviously, they draw a lot from Canada. With the American dollar being so strong against the loonie, there's a big resurgence of American tourists. Asia, they are very aggressive in marketing and outreach to the Asian countries. They were very proactive, and this is the byproduct. 14 million visitors on the Canadian side versus 8 million on the U.S. side. Same waterfalls, same geography, same atmosphere conditions.
Speaking of hotels, though, back into Buffalo then, if we could just jump for a second, there is a development at one of the mainstay hotels in Buffalo that you find significant.
Last week, Morton's finally opened, Morton's Steakhouse in the Hyatt. And this is significant. Obviously, there's quite a few steakhouses and high-quality, locally-owned restaurants.
Including the one that it's replacing.
Yeah, E.B. Green's, which was a legacy restaurant unto itself. But you have Sear, you have Buffalo Chop House. But what this matters on a couple different fronts. First of all, the fact that Landry's, the Houston-based parent company of Morton's, finally took a look at the Buffalo economic landscape and said, yep, it's worth our time to be there. And also, meeting planners, yes, they love local restaurants. Yes, they love the chefs. Yes, they love the Chop House. But if you're trying to pitch a meeting in Buffalo, New York to a group, say, from South Dakota, they want certain brand names. They're looking for, and to see a Morton's, it sends a message that, yeah, Buffalo is, you know, if you can have a Morton's, that matters.
Jim Fink of Business First, as always, thanks for joining us on Press Pass.
Thank you.